All right, it is 2:01. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. If I can get connected onto any of my other devices, I will hang up the phone and reconnect. So, Amanda, if you'll just keep an eye out for that. Notification to everybody, this meeting is being recorded. And at this time, I'll accept approval of the minutes from December 2nd.
Chair Chapman?
Yes?
This is Amanda. There's just one phone number that I don't recognize. If the person could identify themselves, it's 747-5995.
That's me. I'm calling on that line right now.
That's Brady.
Okay, and another one just popped up ending in 5073.
Good afternoon. David Ballard here.
Great, thank you.
Well, good. I'm not the only one having issues today. All right. Has everybody had a moment to review the minutes from December 2nd?
Brady, if I may.
Yes.
I don't think we have a quorum, do we? I mean, how many do we have?
John, you're right. Well, hold on. Myself, one, two, three.
Wait, there's six here, right?
Four. Five.
I think we have six.
Six. All right. So Brady, John, Pat, Dina.
David, Dina, and Susan.
Yeah, we have six.
We have okay, six. So we do. I'm sorry. I didn't think
I'm
we
had. I'm counting seven. This is Amanda.
Who's Amanda?
Hi, Amanda?
You have Mrs. Hawley on the line, too, the new member.
Ah.
Oh, well, we haven't gotten to that part yet. I'm sorry, Ms. Hawley.
That's okay.
Okay. So those on the call, have we had a moment to take a look at the minutes? Are there any changes, additions, corrections? All right. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved. John Horn.
Seconded. Ballard.
Okay, John and then David. All in favor of approval of the minutes?
Aye.
Opposed? No opposed. Motion carries. Minutes are accepted as presented. All right. Amanda, I know we didn't have anybody signed up for public comments as of about 20 minutes ago. Has anything come in since?
No requests.
No requests for public comment. Okay. Going on to old business, we had a resignation and we have a new member. So let's
Mr.
start
Chair,
with the fun stuff. Yes.
I'm curious, do we know why the person resigned or who was it that resigned? Maybe I should ask that.
Amanda, can you read that? I'm going blind here. Can you read his resignation?
Because I just got on, if it was already stated, but I just got on.
I do not have his resignation letter in front of me at the moment. I can
give me a second.
Provide that.
I can find it. Give me a second.
Is this somebody that was just added and then quickly resigned, or was it somebody that had already been on for a long time?
It was correct. It was Dr. Napoleon Mills.
He just got on, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm just curious why did
he... All right, here it is. I am honored to have been appointed to the member of the Citizens Financial Advisory Committee by our honorable school board chairman and members. However, due to reasons beyond my control, I have found that I will not be able to serve at this time and need to resign. Thank you for this opportunity, though briefly, on this committee. May God continue to bless you, Dr. Napoleon Mills. So no real reasons given other than...
Yeah,
reasons beyond
okay.
his control. All right, so that has led to Sandra Hawley being appointed at the last or one of the previous board meetings. Sandra, do you want to take a moment and tell us about yourself?
Yes, I'm Sandra Hawley. I'm a retired educator. My last appointment was assistant director of Sarasota Technical Institute in Sarasota in 1989, and I was there until the year 2000 when I retired. I'm a native of St. Petersburg, Florida. I've taught high school, middle school, and college. In my role as assistant director, I directed all of the training programs for business education and marketing, providing educational programs for high school students, adults, and businesses in Sarasota County.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We will, when we get to our committee assignments a little bit later, we'll go over them and give you the opportunity to decide which one you would prefer to be part of as your primary subcommittee.
Okay, thank you.
All right, moving on to letter B, request for documentation. This is, Doug, you're on the call, Wagner?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay, I am. So Doug and I have spoken about this. This comes from Garen's request at our last meeting for the district to provide documentation. And Doug has started the process of gathering that. And one of the things that he and I spoke about and one of the things I'd like for this committee to review is what the Sarasota School or the Sarasota Financial Advisory Committee has been using over the years for their system of showing the school board what their findings are. Did everybody have an opportunity to review that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Doug, I'm going to turn it over to you first. Gosh, I'm getting terrible.
I can. Absolutely. I heard you, Mr. Chair. The document in front of you, or if you don't have it, Amanda could share her screen so you could see it. But it was interesting how they had they listed the revenues received and then the how much was spent, the revenues, the appropriations, what was spent. And then I thought that the part that was interesting was the appropriations. They had a description and then a cost for each of the appropriations. And they did theirs, if you're looking at your document, I mean, they did theirs, they spend theirs more on, paying for its, solid number of staff, it looks like. But it was a good verbal representation of, or written representation of how that money was spent. And so that was, something that is pushed out to you all to see what you thought about that. I've gone through and kind of modeled this to come up with some examples that I can show you on the screen of how it might look for us if this is a, something that you think meets your request. First of all, let's start. Does anyone need the Sarasota document? Because I know Amanda sent it out. So John,
it was sent to us, but it would probably be good if we were all looking at it at the same time.
Amanda, can you open that one? Can you open that PDF?
Sure. Give me just a minute.
And while she's doing that, Mr. Chair, this is Garen. I wasn't able to get in. I'm on the phone only right now. I do have the document printed out in front of me, but in case there's other, are there going to be any other documents used today that you know of other than this one?
Well, if you want me to share my screen to show you what I'm working on, then that would be, but I wasn't planning on, I didn't send it out ahead of time because I didn't know what y'all were thinking.
Right.
So this is the first time you're seeing this.
Yeah, Garen, you're not the only one. We're all sort of, you're not the only one having issues getting in today. So,
no. Okay. All right.
So but so just everybody, Amanda, if you could get that in front of us, everybody else that's on just on a call, if you could have the paper or have it on whatever screen you're looking at so we can kind of go over it. And
Mr. Chair, is this document is being proposed to, and by the way, it wasn't, I just made the motion, but the committee is the one that made the entire request.
Sure. I was just referring to you. I was just referring to you as the one that had made the motion.
Okay. But is this document proposed response to that motion?
I don't know.
I think that this is one of the things that we're looking at. Sarasota has simplified this process to a degree that we haven't gotten to yet. And so when Doug and I were speaking, I referenced this. This came up probably a year and a half ago at one of our other meetings, and I found it to be useful in its simplicity. We've spent, you know, the last 2.5-3 years trying to dial into some numbers, and the Sarasota similar organization has simply given a broad view of it. And I'm wondering if we could have this discussion in our committee about what we're looking for. If it's not this, then what specifically more are we looking for? Understanding that this document doesn't get into what I consider to be the most difficult piece of what we're doing, which is the relative outcomes piece. But this really, what they've done is really show that the money's coming in and the money's going out as it was proposed.
But with no results attached. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Who was that?
It's Garen. It's my understanding, and I could be wrong on this, but it's my understanding that the School District of Sarasota County, their whole methodology is different. They don't specify like we did with percentages and whatnot. It's, I think it was all in a big bucket, and then they allocate it accordingly. So I don't see how this is going to be that helpful to us, if my understanding is correct.
Brady, if I could, I mean, it's just a very simplified, and it would be easy, and probably Doug has already worked on taking what we're doing in our allocations, the 51, the 16.4, and all that. It would be easy to put it in a similar, I mean, the whole point is we need to get the information out in a in an easily understandable document, in my opinion, so that anybody could look at it very easily and say, yes, it came in. Yes, it was spent. Here's how it was spent according to the referendum, and here are the results. So it may have, it may make it easier to understand what we've all been trying to say for 2 years now. So, I mean, it's got some good, especially page 5 and 6 are really, really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Pat, was it you trying to chime in on something?
Well, I think that we can make a very simplified document for income and deployment.
Right.
I think that can be done very simply, because we have the categories of how the money was separated out for expenditure and what percentage it was, and we can show how it was spent. The more difficult part is the data analytics part. And we do have a format that we use to present that. So the question is, can we pare that format down and simplify it for future reports?
It sounds like, I think we're all sort of saying the same thing. What I'm trying to do is make the school administration's job easy to answer this question specific to income and deployment, because I think that this is a simple model that we can use and plug in what our breakdowns are, that will show what is happening is either following what the millage said it were, the vote said it would do, or not.
Income and deployment can be done very simply.
Okay.
And Garen is right. Sarasota did not say we will spend the money in a specific way. They rolled all their money into the general fund and decided through their budgeting process how they would spend it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see how this document helps us at all. In fact, if you go back to the original document that the Manatee County School District, there was just 5 columns. You got the $30 dollars, you got the teacher dollars, you got Ask Me dollars, and you got STEM dollars. I don't see how this is helpful, really. It's actually making it more complicated. That original sheet that the county put, Manatee County put out, was pretty specified what it was going for, those four or five categories.
I think Cindy's got her hand up, righty.
I do.
Amanda, I'm going to need some help with that piece of it. I'm working blind at this point. Sorry.
I can help you with it, but.
Thanks, Pat.
Yep. Go ahead, Cindy.
Okay. I'm kind of in line with Garen. This, I went through this and I'm looking at all the different buckets that they've put their money into. And I'm really surprised at some of the stuff that they're using their referendum dollars, like Garen alluded to, has nothing to do with what our referendum outlined back in 18. This is a good document to use as a reference, but I don't think we should model ours around all of this, because to me, there's three, the income, the outcome, and the results, I think needs to be kind of simplified. That's what I'm looking for. That's all I had to say.
Thank you, Cindy.
Yep.
Well, it's hard to get the our handle around. That's why we do need some direction from this committee, because
right.
like the chairman had said, I had broken it out and I've been working on it. I didn't share it out ahead of time because it's not done, but I can surely share the screen, but to show how it kind of matches up with what Sarasota was doing. But if no one likes this idea, then I'm open for other ideas.
Well, Doug, I can't even look at what you're looking at because I'm not even able to get into the system, which apparently is a problem for many people. So is there any way you can put it out there or email it to us? So, because we did ask if documents are going to be presented, to have them given to us prior to the meeting so we can view
we
them.
Can have it, Garen.
You did. And as I stated before, I've just been working on it. So, no, I couldn't get it done a week before or even a day. I mean, I just pulled it together as thinking that the Sarasota document was a good one. So that's the reason why I didn't send it out ahead of time.
Cindy, if you're referring to the Sarasota document, I have that. Is there another document out there other than that one?
No, that's the only one.
We're just using that as an example, Garen.
I know, but
really
I have that. I printed that document
nothing
out.
Else. I've not shared anything else because I know you wanted it ahead of time. I don't have anything to give you ahead of time. I can pull together something and refine it and make sure it's 100% perfect before I send it out. I'm leery to send out drafts, and then it's out there now, well, this word's wrong, or this is misspelled, or I've got this. I'm not at that stage where I have something that's finished that I feel can be posted.
Brady.
I know.
Yes, Pat.
What if are we going to do subcommittee meetings?
Yes, that's on our agenda today.
Well, what if the subcommittee on income and deployment met with Doug to do a draft of a simple spreadsheet for income and deployment, and then brought it back to the next full committee meeting? And we
Doug,
could send
that
ahead. And
it
we
does.
Could send the draft ahead to everybody
I'm ready.
Before the next meeting.
I can meet with them tomorrow. I can meet with them anytime.
Well, just wait, Doug. Just hold on.
We've got these. Amanda, when we get to that, we'll go over those dates. Okay.
And Susan has her hand up as well.
Go ahead, Susan. John, I'm sorry. I'm just going to need people's help today.
Yep.
I'm so sorry that I've got this
We'll
issue.
All help. We'll all help.
It was going to say, I like the part of this where it explains a little bit. I know we had the columns like Garen was saying, but if we could have it just written out exactly what, they used the money for. Not exactly. You don't have to write a whole paragraph, but just something so that the public will know. I do like to see all this because that's amazing. And that'll help sell it again.
I mean, it's some examples, and I don't have to share, Doc, but I can talk about that just for an example. You had talked about, Susan had brought up the fact that you know, it'd be nice to have it by this, by percentage. It's as simple as saying, you know, funding for career and technical education and STEM lab equipment, materials and classroom supplies that replace, enhance, and renovize STEM programs and rise up to industry standards. Purchase robotics for all elementary labs, which resulted in the largest elementary VEX robotics competition in Florida. Replacement of the high school TV production equipment, conversion to digital and TV editing, computers and labs. 9 Adamage tables for advanced digital 3D tables for high school science and health programs. Student laptops and charging carts. New programs such as CNA, which is a certified nursing assistant at Manatee High School. Entrepreneurship, new program at Southeast High School. Gas, small, and marine engines at Manatee High School. Cybersecurity at Bayshore High School. Urban ag at Sugg Middle School. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily spell you bought a this and that, you know, everything down to the penny.
It doesn't have to say microscope. Yeah. It doesn't have to say Bunsen burner. It doesn't have to say, do they even use Bunsen burners anymore?
That's the 10,000 foot view, and that's so exciting when you hear that and you read about the new programs and you're like, you know, we could even do, you know, we've talked before about y'all having meetings at some of these new programs, but COVID messed that up. But, you know, that it's so exciting to see all the things that are happening.
Right. Okay. So see, the second, go ahead. Who was that?
That's me, Cindy, again. Seeing it on paper and actually seeing it, you know, working is what my thing is. You know, these are just numbers. I can look at spreadsheets all day. But seeing the results is what I want to see, is more my thing. And I know that's data and analytical, but if there's a way that we could put results, I mean, I'm looking through this Sarasota document, and on one of them, I was like, wow, continue funding for visual performing arts coordinator at Booker Northport. You know, they've got, what, $5 million for that program? And then down below that, a couple of lines down, continue funding for security aides in the middle school is only $1 million. You know, where, you know, I don't know if our referendum was geared for things like performing arts coordinators, but
no,
you know, that was just something that stood out to me. So
sure. No. And no, the purpose of adding requesting Doug put this together was that I liked the format that Sarasota had used. And I liked the simple and the simple and specific. I'm not in any way, shape, or form recommending that we try to do what Sarasota did with the money. I just like the way that they were reporting it back to the public.
Right. You like the format of the reporting. I do too. Correct. Actually, it's very simple. Yeah. You know, but along with that, we have to have the results side.
That's actually a great segue, Cindy, because that's the second piece of that request, and that is the data and analytics piece of it. And in speaking with Doug about our committee's request for that, we're bringing it back to the committee because what we have worked on for the last 2 years, trying to measure the success of the money. We're going to have an issue this year showing any sort of data that shows any result because what we had set it up to use isn't going to be available. Meaning we're not going to have test scores at this point.
No.
We're not going to have anything. And we're not regarding this testing or the student achievement. We're not going to have the ability to know why teachers were leaving other than the exit surveys that we've done because of COVID. I mean, it's a terrible excuse, but we need to come up with a plan from this committee to be able to answer that question. And if there's information that we need from the school system, we need to be able to ask for it. But I don't know. I know that we passed this motion the last time, but I'm still trying to get my head around what information they can provide to show it.
Well, Mr. Chair, if they can't provide it, then they should publicly state that. instead of trying to, you know, innuendo that somehow it you know, is successful. I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Well, there is information that can be provided, but is not the same information that was available for our previous report. So it's not the same data, so it will not be comparable. There is data, but it's not comparable data, so it will not be, I hate to say the trite expression, but it's not apples to apples. And
that's go ahead.
And the conditions under which learning occurred is not apples to apples either. So I think that there does have to be a statement regarding that.
Right, which is what we put in our report. And by the way, I just want to make a
Garen, can you speak up or into your phone a little more? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, okay. By the way, do we know why we're not able to get into the Teams meeting? Because maybe, you know, I don't know how many people, Brady, you said you weren't able to get in. Maybe we should figure out why we can't get in, and that way we can participate like everyone else. Do we know why we're having difficulty?
Can I say, I can maybe help with that. Garen, I had to re-download the Teams app onto my computer before I could get in.
Re-download the Teams app. Okay. Now, Brady, is that are you having trouble getting in as well, Brady?
Yeah, I have the
visual of the actual Teams, but I can't see anybody. It can't see me. The microphone's not working. I'm just on the phone at this point.
All right. Yeah, me too.
I can see Susan, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the new Sandra. Welcome.
Thank you.
I can see John.
I had my camera turned off. It's back on.
I don't know if you can see me. My screen looks like it's frozen.
No, is your camera turned off?
I don't know.
On before, but you're not on now.
Oh. I know this is a not ideal circumstance, but let's try to power through it today and maybe I don't know. We'll have to do a better job going forward of prepping in advance to make sure that everybody can access it and have a test run. Maybe, I don't know.
All right. Well, then let me just state this then. So Susan had mentioned, or she made a comment referencing it make it easier to sell. Now, is that our job as this committee to make this easier to sell? No.
I was just saying if the people see what good it has done and what we have done with the money and that sort of thing spelled out instead of 51% here to the teachers. If they saw, you know, whatever, 15, 16 to STEM, if they saw everything that STEM just got, like, listed, they'd be like, oh, well, that, okay. That's what I'm saying, to get it renewed.
I know, well,
Garen, if I may, David Ballard. So, also, I would also like to extend a welcome. So Garen's point is that the role of our committee, and we've talked about this at length, is not to make it as easy as possible for the school district to reauthorize. Our commitment is to the citizens, as the Citizens Oversight Committee. Now, you are welcome to the committee. You are brand new. So I would ask that Garen please communicate your issue, and I would ask also that we just try to understand when we are discussing things that we don't approach it as if we are trying to sell it back to the citizens. That's my request. Is everyone okay with that?
Yes.
There's a learning curve, it's all I'm saying.
Thank you, David.
That's all. Yes, sir.
And by the way, I want to make one other comment. I've attended all three workshops on this extension or renewal, whatever you want to call it, new tax. And the superintendent is now proposing arts to be included in millage money. And that's been referenced by using the acronym STEAM, which has the letter A in it for arts. And so, you know, somebody had mentioned arts earlier and said it was just Sarasota. Well, actually, our superintendent is, they haven't finalized anything because this is a workshop, but that is on the table.
And that's
so, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pat.
That was me. It's Cindy Sprite.
I'm sorry, Cindy. Sorry.
Garen, that's what I was talking about on the Sarasota paperwork that was sent out, the spreadsheet where they do actually.
No, I know. I noticed that.
But I agree.
I've been to all three workshops. I've been to everyone.
Yeah, I have not. But
okay.
Hey guys,
you aren't aware of this then.
I am.
Hey, Garen, if I can interrupt, Garen, let me interrupt for a second. We have in old business, a discussion request from Mary Foreman regarding the language in the proposal. If we could hold on that conversation for just another minute,
sure.
If we could finish this one up, then we can move forward. Great.
Sure.
Any other discussion regarding our request for documentation? When we get to our subcommittee reports, we will go over having income and deployment meet with Doug, but anything else to discuss regarding that at this point? Okay. Next up, Mary Foreman.
Wait, go ahead. Yeah, I just want to reiterate that we made a motion. It was passed. You voted against it, but everyone else voted for it. And, you know, we have asked the district to objectively give us objective data and information. So hopefully that will be provided to the committee. That's all.
Okay. Mary Foreman, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
You know, loving life today.
Yeah.
But, if I could just turn it over to you, you had requested this be added to our agenda?
No, not really. But that's okay. No, I had sent out an email to you all. I hope you all got it. With a copy of the draft of the resolution, which included the referendum language that was discussed at the workshop last week. And Garen was the only one of you that came, but I did receive comments from a number of you. Those comments I passed along to the other board members, as well as to Mr. Dye, who was, you know, wordsmithing, putting everything together. And and then I had also sent to Mr. Dye, I took your comments and kind of inserted those issues were. And then that was never passed along to the board members, but hopefully I covered them in the workshop. I don't know if you all have seen the video.
Mary, when will that language proposal, when will that become official?
Well, the next step is going to be a workshop that is what's nearest and dearest to your heart and mine, is how the money is going to be spent. And I have made the request that they show the need, as opposed to what we can spend $1 million on.
Amen.
And we'll approach it from that view. And then also there'll be discussion about the percentages and divvying it up and all.
When will that take place?
I don't know. That's a good question. Do you know, Doug?
Is it already set is my question?
I don't believe so yet.
Okay.
Doug, do you know?
I'm going to find out and give you an answer in a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What was the question?
When that next workshop would take place.
Oh,
But I would, you know, if it'd be helpful if you all went back and you watched the workshop video, and if you have more comments that you want to make, or if you didn't send something earlier, you know, it's never too late. Or definitely what the committee's input.
If you go back and watch it, make sure you include the public comment.
Was there one? I forget.
Ms. Foreman, I have a question for you.
Yes.
While Doug's looking that up, you mentioned at the workshop the need, and you mentioned it right now. Can you define what you mean by need? Is that a need versus want? What criteria would you utilize to define need?
I don't know that it's my place to define the need. I think the administration needs to present the need.
Well, but you're the one that brought up the word need. The administration's going forward with a $1 million, and you brought up at the last workshop, you know, that it should be demonstrated a need first before you ask for $1 million. Because maybe only a half a mil is needed.
No, that's right. That's right. I don't think I can answer your question. Obviously the teacher compensation is a need. Then that begs the question, how much? How is it going to be set up? Because unfortunately right now everybody gets the same amount. So when the new teachers got the huge pay raise from the state and then took advantage or get the advantage of the supplement, they're making roughly the same as somebody who's been with the district 7 years, and it's just a really bad situation. So
yeah, tenure, there's no tenure recognition.
So so that's a need discussion that the board needs to have. And I wouldn't mind, you know, Pat really seriously having lunch and getting together and talking about it. So,
yeah, one thing that's always troubled me with this is when the need for pay, because, you know, the district kept saying teachers are leaving the district, and they always assumed it was because of pay, but never once has there ever been a discussion that maybe some teachers are leaving because of management or mismanagement. And that should be part of the discussion that I hope you would include when you get to that need part, because need is, if, you know, if they're leaving because of other reasons other than money, that should be part of the discussion too.
Well, and that was the reason why your committee did a exit interview, because we don't know why they were leaving. Now we got COVID, you know, it's I think that's in the exit interview, but that's data that your committee is supposed to look at and include in the report.
Right.
All right. Any other questions for Mary Foreman? All right, moving on. New business. David, are you still on the call? Mr. Ballard? Okay.
Before you move on, Doug Wagner has his hand up.
Mr. Wagner.
Okay, very good. I just sat down. The there is no, the question was from Ms. Foreman, is the next workshop is scheduled to discuss the millage. So there's not been one scheduled as of yet.
Okay.
So that would have to be a question going back to our chair. So not Chair Chapman, Chair Kennedy. So
and
we don't have the answer. The answer right now is it's not been scheduled. So once it does, we'll definitely let you all know.
There's obviously got to be a final date to be able to get ballot language put together. Do we have any idea when that is?
I do not know that off the top of my head, but I will.
Okay.
But I know that
I don't need to know it.
I mean, that'll drive the dates, of course.
Okay. Since David is dropped for a moment, John, can you brief?
He's showing that he's on, Brady.
Okay. David, Ballard. Yep. So let's just move forward. We can circle back. Okay. Mr. Horn, data and analytics. I know we haven't had a meeting, but do you want to briefly discuss what it is and see if our newest member would like to join your committee?
Absolutely. And we would love to have our newest member. Anyone that's been in the business as long as she has understands how to look at data and look, and that would be awesome to have. Mr. Stala and I have not had a chance, and I can only blame myself for not making an appointment to sit down and to advertise a meeting to sit down with Tim. But I will make it my sole purpose to do that and get it done as quick as we need. Does anyone know how many days we need to advertise? Is it 7?
We don't need any days for a subcommittee meeting. It's a subcommittee.
If he and I sit down together, we do.
Oh, because it's sunshine. You're right.
Sunshine. Yeah. So if we say
7
days, that's what I thought. So I will get with Amanda after the meeting or tomorrow morning and set a time with Bobby and say that we're going to meet with Tim, and I'll try to find some dates, and then we'll get it advertised 7 days ahead. And we will notify everyone in the committee in case they'd like to join us as well. I will not admit that I had an affair at any meeting coming up after this meeting. Just want to put that out there. But we will let everybody know we're having a meeting. So
that's because there aren't pictures yet, John.
No, there's pictures.
Want a bet?
I'll send them to you.
Okay.
Check out his newsletter.
John, once you and Bobby have scheduled that meeting, can we also go ahead and then immediately try to have a subcommittee meeting in its entirety?
I couldn't agree more, Brady, because we've Thanks. Got to get this analyzed ASAP.
In person.
Okay.
Definitely. So, Sandra, if you would like to join us, you know, I'll lobby before, since Ballard went on, to get you to join our committee instead of his. So we'd love to have you. But look through both.
We have to talk with you about it, John.
I beg your pardon?
I said we'd be happy to talk with you about it.
That'd be great. Yeah, look at both and see where you feel you would be best, for sure. But I'd love to.
Okay.
Thank you, John. David, circling back, are you back on the call? Okay.
Brady. Maybe he's muted and he can't hear you.
No, Brady. I don't see him anywhere.
Brady.
Yes.
Ms. Saunders has written a message in the chat. She said that Mr. Dye was to report on the timeline of the ballot language, and March 26th will be the next workshop date, and the vote will be 1st of April.
Okay. So to circle back for everybody, there is still time if you have a information that you'd like to share with Mary to then send off to the board in general about the ballot language. There is still time to give her that information. We kind of talked about the income and deployment prior, so David not being here only affects our ability to schedule going forward. But Amanda, you and I here in a moment will go over some dates in the future, and we'll get all of those scheduled. Is there any other new business?
Two things for me. Sorry, I feel like I'm talking a lot today.
I like it.
One, I sent everybody a copy of the only charter that the school board ever adopted for us.
Yes, September 25th.
And the reason I did that was because we haven't talked about it or seen it for a long time. And we have new members on this committee, so I thought it would be a good idea for our new members to also see what our charter looks like. For those of us who have been on the committee for a while, we know that there was a draft also that was sent to the board that was never acted on, but the charter that I sent was the only one that was ever adopted by the school board. Secondly, we had, when we first were constituted, we had a little workshop explanation of government and the sunshine rules and how we have to conduct ourselves on these this committee in order to abide by those rules, since we are a subcommittee of the school board. And I requested, and I hope we will do it at a future meeting, that we repeat that, that maybe Mr. Dye could come back and do that again, since we've changed committee members and since we haven't had that for a while. So
Pat, I can't agree with you. I can't agree with you anymore. And when you sent that out, I did send it back to Amanda, and I asked her to get with Mr. Dye and ask him to come at a future meeting. So,
well, I apologize. I know that was kind of a late request, and I sent the charter out today, but I had trouble actually finding the one that was adopted. I had to ask Kelly Collins for her help in locating the one that was actually on the board agenda. But I think it helps us if we refresh ourselves on those things periodically.
I think that's a good suggestion, Pat.
What was that, John?
Cindy has her hand up.
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
I just want to tell on the end of Pat's conversation about the charter, can we actually get the original copy of the ballot language from the first time that we did this in 18?
I can't find it.
I cannot find it in anything.
I have it saved in my documents, but if somebody else wants to send it, that's fine.
I'll send it.
I think that actually brings up a great point, Cindy, and board or the rest of us. What do you guys think about putting together a welcome packet for new members as some of us continue to roll on or off the board, including things like the original ballot language, the first two times that we presented to the school board, get those presentations, a copy of the charter, have all of that. So when somebody comes in, they can get themselves up to date quickly.
I think that's a great idea.
There you go.
Amanda, can you and I talk then either tomorrow or Friday and kind of make up a list of what we want to put together and have something at our next meeting to present to get approved?
Brady, minutes might be helpful too.
I'm sorry, say that again, Pat.
Minutes.
Well, the minutes you can see online.
And okay.
The agendas you can see online.
Okay. All right, thanks.
It was just some of this other stuff that is not visible when you go onto the site.
Right.
Right. That I knew I had it somewhere, and it's like, okay, digging in 2 years of paperwork.
So here's a great thing from that charter, and I'm not sure who's taking the time to read it all the way through, but it says this: committee members are subject to Florida government and sunshine laws, and members will be required to attend an introductory course to the Florida open government laws within a reasonable time after their initial appointments to the committee. So I'm going to ask the latest couple of people that have joined, have you done that introductory course?
Nope.
I'm just asking because I don't even know how you do it.
Next meeting.
Exactly. I have
yes,
no
we
idea.
Will.
Where is that course?
That's why Pat's suggestion was good.
Yes, I think that's brilliant.
A refresher.
Perfect. Okay. So I will make sure that Amanda invites him to the next meeting, and I will get with Amanda and I will develop a packet to present to the board at the next, to our committee at the next meeting, for approval.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
Any other new business?
I would just tail on to that. When a new member does join the committee, the welcome email would go out that would include that packet.
Yes.
Okay.
Fantastic. All
great
right.
Idea.
We're down to administrative matters, and our next full committee meeting will be April 7th. And drum roll, please, it will be in person.
Oh, amen to that.
What time?
It will be a 2 o'clock start time.
Okay.
And that location we are still working out, but my guess is that we will be at Wakeland in the cafeteria.
Oh, okay. Not far from me.
Okay. Does anybody have any specific agenda items at this time that you would like added to that next meeting? Okay. Hearing none. The next piece of administrative matters came after publication, and that is the dates for our subcommittee meetings. Amanda, did you check those dates that you and I had put together?
We're fine if you keep it at the same time in the afternoon. Is that the plan?
That is the plan. So, again, I'm working blind. I know I gave you 3 days, but I can't look and tell you what they are at this point.
Oh, sure. It's February 10th, 17th, or 24th.
Okay. I think the 10th is going to be too soon because John's going to try to meet with Bobby in advance. So can we set it for February 24th? Okay, let me ask it a different way. Are there any objections to having it February 24th?
I was just checking my calendar, sorry.
That's okay.
At 2 p.m.?
2 p.m. Place to be determined. All right, 2 p.m. the 24th, in person. We are meeting in person from this point forward with all regular social distancing and county
Dina,
guidelines.
Dina, do you have your hand up?
Dina's.
Go ahead, Dina. Hi, Dina.
Now, this is the
Dina, can you repeat that? I didn't get it at all.
Subcommittee. I'm sorry. And
yes, ma'am.
And April 7th, not 2nd, 7, right?
Yes.
7.
Okay. I want to make sure.
Okay. And we will do those subcommittees as we have in the past. Income and deployment will meet first, data and analytics second, unless you want to switch them. It doesn't matter to me.
So 2 o'clock and what o'clock?
Let's say 2 o'clock and 3:15. Give everybody a chance to get in and out. Okay. Comments from committee members and staff is next up. If somebody that can see can run the queue. John, would you do that for me since David's gone?
I'd be happy to. I don't see any hands up or anybody flagging.
I got one.
Yeah, I have a
comment. Garen does.
Yeah, mine is very light. I noticed, Mr. Chair, you used the word circle back several times during this meeting, and I think you've been watching a certain press secretary, Jen Psaki, quite a bit, maybe.
maybe.
Quite frequently.
I am guilty as charged when it comes to being a political junkie, yes.
Okay.
Pat Barber?
No, not me.
Cindy Spray?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that it's going to be difficult for measures results this year because of the COVID, but I also believe that there is ways to measure results as we move forward. If we go with this referendum for the in 22, I think that, you know, I see county administrators on. I'm sure there's ways to find measurable results from the millage that we've had, even with the challenges that we've had with COVID. So I hope that we don't fall back and use COVID as an excuse for all of the reasons why we can't do this or can't do that, and it's the reason why we have to have the millage. That's just my comment. I just don't want that to be the blanket excuse of why we can't get the numbers we need or the data we need. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
And I got one other comment. Cindy, you mentioned 2022. The board hasn't made a final decision yet, but they're right now, all indications, they're putting that thing on the ballot this November, just so you know.
Right. I know. But, okay. You know, it's yeah.
I think it would be effective 22 is where that number is coming
from. Right. That's where I'm thinking.
It would be July of 22.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, right. I don't see any other hands.
Any comments from staff that's on the call?
Yes, I'd like to make a comment. I can assure you we will have data. We will be able to respond to effective means that will show the results of the millage. We do have state data with the implementation for that year of 18-19, but according to the charter as well, we needed to also show that the money was spent as according to the referendum. So we will definitely be able to show measures. We also have district benchmark data that we provide. So we will have a number of things. Yes, does COVID make it look a little different? Absolutely, but we will definitely have measured numbers and true data, because I agree with you, Ms. Bray, we need to be able to clearly show the effectiveness of the monies that we have received with this endeavor. So we will definitely give you that information so that it will ease your mind as to the effectiveness of the.
Thank you, Superintendent.
Is there a time line on that, when that information would be provided?
Yes, I'm sure the board in the next workshop will be looking for those particular things as well. I believe the Citizens Financial Oversight Committee has given two reports already that indicated to how the money was spent. We also have a current dashboard that also breaks down information in terms of expenditures. But I clearly have the data from the 18-19 year and the change of that implementation with the extended time added of instruction. So there are clear measurable outcomes that we can easily show as to the worthwhile endeavor of continuing this millage.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have their hand up, John?
I don't see anyone, Brady.
Okay. Thanks. So some dates to remember in the going forward. There are board workshops February 10th at 9 a.m., board meetings February 9th and February 23rd. And if there is nothing else, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. And I apologize for my inability to see today.
You did great being unable to see.